Drinks.
Hey everyone, welcome to Why Mommy Drinks. This is Betsy Stover.
And I'm Amanda Allen.
And this episode, we are joined by two guests from a remote location, New York City. remote sounds like they're in the Antarctic or something. Which is very exciting and novel for us. They are the co-hosts of a podcast that I hope you all have been listening to. I've been a guest on their show, What Fresh Hell? Laughing in the Face of Motherhood. We are joined today by Amy Wilson.
Hey. Hi, everybody.
And Margaret Abels.
Hello, that's me.
Awesome. Yay. And for anyone listening, you know, who knows our show, for What Fresh Hell, Amy is the Betsy and Margaret is the Amanda.
Oh, that's very funny.
Yeah. Yeah, so that'll help.
I see you, Amanda.
I see you, Margaret.
I see you making spreadsheets, Amy.
Yes, yes, exactly, as I speak.
No, I would say Amy is even extra. She's extra Betsy.
Even Betsier than you.
Yes, you are Betsier than even Betsy is.
That's very funny.
Absolutely. And Amy, she wrote a one-woman show that I've talked about before on the show, which was Motherload, which was a one-woman show all about Amy's process of becoming a mother and sort of how she was dealing with motherhood in those early days. And so she wrote a whole show. And because she had little kids at home, she hired me to perform it out in the world, and so I traveled and did her show, which was a really unique experience. So now everyone at home's all filled in. So Amanda, what's
how many kids do you have?
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Thanks for getting
I don't
track.
Know. Like I don't talk to you.
So I have I have three kids. They're all boys. 8, 7, and 3. What have you got, Amanda?
I have an 8-year-old boy and twin 5-year-old girls.
Awesome. And Margaret, what have you got?
I got 2 boys and a girl, 10, 9, and 7.
Whoa. Amy, yeah. What do you got?
The twins got me beat. I also have 3 kids. I'm definitely the elder statesman at this table. I have 3 kids that are 16, 14, and 11.
Wow. This is awesome. We have a nice range.
That's cuckoo. Yeah. That's crazy. I did your one-woman show. You were talking about getting pregnant with that 16-year-old, and now he's...
Yep. Now he's 6'1".
Oh, shit. That's nuts.
So it happens very quickly.
Yeah, was there like an age where it felt slow, and then all of a sudden you're like, whoa, you're 16?
Yeah, I feel like 8 to 10, they sort of stay the same for a little while, right? You kind of ride the wave. I feel like third grade and fifth grade kind of feel basically the same. They kind of look the same. You can't tell which class picture you're looking at. And right. Then just right around sixth grade, the girls are like into the express lane. And then the boys are right behind them in seventh grade.
Oh, man, this is good.
Get ready.
Yeah. We're going into third grade this year. So here we go. I get a little bit of like complacency and then the world will shift. Oh, I'm not ready.
And then it's that plane.
I'm not ready.
Oh, man. Facebook is always, like, sending me, you know, those, like, time... What are they called?
Time. Oh, where it, like, goes back in time.
Yeah.
This
yeah,
was
like
you 3 years
memories.
Ago.
Memories. Yeah. Memory. Thanks for the memories, Facebook. Yeah, and those always, like, shock me out of my, I don't know, the complacency you were just talking about.
Like, oh, no.
Or just like, oh, God. Oh, God. They're growing. We're all getting so old.
Or you look
my
at
my skin.
Yeah, 10 years ago, you're like, oh,
oh. Yeah, it'll show me pictures before kids, and I'm like, fuck.
Yeah. Yep. You're like, what did I do? Yes. What did I do with myself?
God. The other day, I took a selfie of me and Ajax, my 7-year-old, and it was this beautiful picture of him. He looked like what? Beatific? Is that the word?
Beatific.
Beatific. Yeah. We'll accept it.
Beatific. So anyway, but he looked like he had been airbrushed. And then I was next to him, and I looked like such a haggard crone. It was it was like a before and after for like sun damage. It was nuts.
Yeah. I did a Instagram photo with one of those filters on it.
Yeah.
With one of those filter things the kids are using.
Oh, yeah. You know?
And I put it on, and before, so it would like layer, so you would take the picture, and then there was like a half a second beat where you could see the filter go over the picture. Uh-huh. And I kept going back and forth because it was shocking to see how old I am. Like the reality, when you put like the fake filter there and then you go back, it was just like, oh no, oh no.
Like, but also just what you look like when you become, when you transition into a cat.
Yeah, that's right.
They're all
yeah, that's
such right. weird all like,
yeah.
filters.
Yeah. <It's>
so... Oh my God, remember back then when I wasn't a cat? Oh, now I'm a cat.
We have a feature on our show that we call Oops, I'm Old, because I had my first baby at 37.
Oh, wow.
And, which is, by the way, for the record, the same age that Princess Meghan just had her first baby. And I just want to call her and be like, heads up. You're going to look up in 5 years and be tremendously old and very surprised by it. Because you get busy with the babies at 37 and people are still helping you with the suitcase. And then 5 years later, when you're out of the haze, you're like, oh, I'm in an airport and no one wants to help me. Yeah. They're like, go ahead, ma'am, old lady.
Go ahead. Ma'am, you become ma'am.
Oh, yeah. It's just a given that I'm a ma'am. Like,
wait, I was young and then I fell through the rotten floorboards of like having kids into the basement, and now that I've crawled out, I'm elderly. Yeah. It's shocking.
Yeah.
And it's a surprise. Every time you walk by a mirror, we say it's a new, fresh hell.
Yeah. I look at myself in the mirror and am always shocked because I think I'm different.
Yes.
My inside is young and wonderful, and then I look at my outside and go, holy shit, who
How
is
that? How did this happen?
Yeah,
I haven't even the pictures, like I'll see myself in the mirror and I'm like, I'm looking good. I'm looking great. The hair is good. The face is good. And then someone takes a picture of me and I'm like, how is that the person from the mirror half an hour ago?
Exactly. Yes.
Like, I guess if I'm not holding my head at exactly the correct angle and like making duck lips, like I look brilliant.
Because it's like, who took that picture of my mother? My mother was there? Oh, my God, it's me.
Oh, the other day the girls came in and they were like, oh, I thought I heard Yaya. And I was like, you all need to go back in the other room. Go away. Get away. Like, oh no, I'm starting to sound like
That is a shocking.
Like, yeah.
I sound like yeah.
That you're, I am definitely, I feel like I'm always turning into my mother. Yeah. I see pictures of myself. I look in the mirror and I'm like, oh, fuck. That's my mom.
That's what our kids are going to say about us. Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
Are you guys turning into your moms?
I definitely, like, I have that thing of, like, seeing myself in pictures and being like, oh, my God. Yeah. And I have had my, I was showing pictures, old pictures, to my kids a month ago, and they were like, it was right before they were born. It's only 10 years ago. And they were like, Mom, what happened? You look so young.
Oh, no.
You guys happened.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert, you happened.
You happened. You took away my
robbed
sleep.
Robbed me of my youth and my dreams. But I love you.
We're sitting here right now, and Ryan, who's our producer, is with us. And
Ryan
is,
with an I today.
Yeah, and he's about to have a baby, his first. Yes. So
oh,
I'm
Ryan,
just
my his first one?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, boy. So we're all like, we're all just going on and on about how it's destroyed our lives, took away our joy.
I like that he's been producing this podcast and still decided to procreate. Like,
oh,
you go, Ryan.
I'm pretty sure
no
he
fear.
Made his
no
wife
shame
listen.
In your game.
I think he tried to
He's
warn
like,
her.
That won't be me. That won't be my wife.
That's what we all say. That's what we all say.
I'll keep it tight. I'll still travel.
Oh, shoot. What are you keeping tight?
We'll get a treadmill. It'll be fine.
What are you keeping tight?
My neck muscles. Yeah. My back.
Oh,
my
no.
purse strings. I was just thinking about it today. You know what I miss? I miss having hobbies. I miss hobbies so much.
Yeah,
I have a hobby of making snacks. Yeah. That's my hobby.
Unwrapping cheese sticks.
I have a hobby of
unwrapping cheese sticks is a really great pastime of mine. Yelling is another hobby I have.
Oh, you and I have so much in common.
Yeah. Still pursuing the dream.
My hobbies are my kids' hobbies, and then I get annoyed when I've just gotten the hang of something and they want to move on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like my daughter is an American Girl, where she was, right? And now she's moving on. I'm like, wait, but Nenea, we have to read the Nenea book and get the movie and get, you know, and go to the store and look at the little teeny mango smoothie. And she's sort of like, why are you still talking about that? Like, I just got good at this.
Have you taken her, Amy, to the American Girl, like, doll
store?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I gotta say, I mean, maybe it's probably like Disney World. Like, it's either you're very binary on how you will react to it, but they just, like, everybody who works at the store is very bought into talking to the doll like it's real and talking to the girl, and it's just like a culty experience.
I have a former improv student, I think it's Damien, and he's a super funny guy, and he used to work there, and he would be like, I think he was like a server at their restaurant, so he would be like, it would be like tea time.
They talk to the dolls.
Yeah. He would like talk to the dolls.
It's like Small Wonder shit.
He would. He had some really funny stories.
So crazy. So then they're just like, and what would you like, Abigail?
Yeah, I guess.
I just picked a
name. I mean, I feel like Amy would probably know better. You've probably been there more recently.
I'm going to have to be there
like
soon,
the dolls,
I think.
The dolls will be getting their hair cut or their ears pierced, and they'll say like, okay, so we're going to take Nenea backstage now, and don't worry, we're going to do it really quickly, Nenea, so it's not going to hurt. And like the girls are standing there with saucer eyes, and they take the doll backstage, and of course they just like jab it with a pin, but then they come out like, very well. Stab it.
That's what some ugly stapler thing.
Oh, I should take the girls. They got an American Doll. It. They were too young for it. They got one from for Christmas and drew all over it with marker. I was like, this is like $100 doll. And I think I posted about it online. I was like, we can't have nice things. So we got to wait another year or so. And then
which
I think,
one?
Yeah, we got.
Yeah. Which one?
It's not Christmas unless someone's ruined an expensive toy by sundown.
Oh yeah.
Like you haven't even done Christmas unless something expensive is broken.
Oh my God. My like, seven.
We can't go to bed yet. Someone hasn't ruined their expensive toy. Throw that down the stairs right now.
My seven-year-old got some cars, like remote control cars for his birthday from one of his friends, like really recently. And he hasn't even played with them that much. And yesterday I was loading the dishwasher. My three-year-old was outside playing with the sandbox, which they had filled with water to my chagrin the other day. So it was like this just puddle of mud, and I look out and he's got one of the remote control cars in the sandbox and he's covering it with mud.
Yep. Off-roading.
Yeah.
Oops. Off-roading.
And then I
hydroplaning. He's an inventor.
And then I totally freaked out, and then I just made him sort of leave it there, and then I totally forgot about it until later when my seven-year-old came in with it and was like, what happened to my car? Well, should we let's tuck in. Would one of you like to go first and tell us what has broken you?
Amy, I'll lead off. I'll take this
okay.
one.
Okay. All right.
I mean, I'm starting hot. I'm coming in hot. I don't know how good your story is, but
I like it. There's some
good. We'll be rating them. Okay. Grading them.
You're going to have to raise your game, Wilson, because I'm coming in hot with the time that I decided to spend 9 days in an RV with my three children and my father-in-law.
Yep.
Holy shit.
Mm-mm. Yeah, it was a mistake. It was one of those evolving situations where I was like, we should get an RV. My husband was like, yeah, that sounds fun. And then he's like, yeah, I have to work that week. And I'm like, well, we're still going. Like, I couldn't let go of the plan. Like, all signs pointed to let go of the plan, and I wouldn't.
That's a theme on this show.
My husband not letting go, right? Like, it's exactly right. Like, the exits are like, it's like one of those, like, Bugs Bunny cartoons where it's like, turn back, cliff ahead, warning. You're like, no, I'm in the car. I'm just going to keep going. And so I ended up spending 9 days exploring the wonders of New York State with my father-in-law and three children in a recreational vehicle. What is RV stand for?
Yeah, recreational vehicle. Yeah. Recreational vehicle? Yeah. I like residential vehicle better. I'm going to reach out to the RV people and see if they want to change around.
So talk us through this, because some of these things are huge and luxurious, and some of them are just like you hook them on the back of a truck and it's like a bed. What are we talking
about? Ours was you lived in the cab of it. So like it wasn't a trailer. So you were in the house as it was driving.
Yes.
You know, it was like a real RV.
So you like sit on a couch while you're driving down the interstate.
You sit on a couch while you're driving down the interstate. So, and the couches have like, it's like 2019, and the couch has like literally like a man's belt that you put around your waist. Like in an accident, there's no way it's going to help you at all. Like it's just like, you might as well like tie a string around your waist. Like it is completely, and you're sitting at a table. Like if there's an accident, I mean, everyone is perishing.
Oh man.
And the first thing we did was like we packed everything into all the pieces, and then the first time we turned a corner we hadn't locked any of the cabinets.
Oh, no.
And so like the first time we turned a corner, like stuff poured on our heads and like bashed my 7-year-old in her head, and like,
no!
It was a lot of crying and fighting.
This is good to hear, because
it was a lot of crying and fighting.
What you are
and
describing,
then you get there and I was like, well, we'll just have TV.
Yeah.
What you are describing is my dream. I want to rent an RV with my family, although not with my father-in-law.
But I love the idea.
Yeah, that part I would,
The driving down, driving, you're like, we're doing this. We're camping. We're in the great outdoors.
Let's
and then
go.
In your mind, you're like, as soon as we get there, you can just watch some TV. It's like the same
thing. That's exactly what it is. You're like, get your phones out, people. Because when you get to an RV park, it's like a million 80-year-old people constantly staring. Like we decided that the go-to activity for the RV park was the pensive stare. And like my kids are not that into
Sounds
it.
Fun.
Yeah, they just like old people like drive places and then they stare into the middle distance.
Oh my God.
That is so true. And I imagine them all just on their chairs sitting out front staring.
Yeah, they're just like, you bring out your camp chair and you get like a can of beer and you just look out into the middle distance, I guess, and think about the mistakes you've made. And one of those mistakes was parking next to my family who's screaming and hitting each other with refuse from the RV.
Wait, did you stay in the same place for 9 days? You like drove all over the place.
Of course we drove. What is the point of having a house on wheels to stay somewhere? No, we drove like 1,200 miles in 9 days or something.
Holy shit.
Was it worse to be driving or worse to be in the passenger seat? So I don't know, because my father-in-law would not let me drive.
What?
He drove the whole way.
Whoa.
I don't know if I should say he wouldn't let me drive, but I never got the opportunity to drive. I'm not a very good driver, and he knows that. And I think he decided that we were having enough problems without me driving the RV.
Wow.
He saw like the string belts and he was like, not so much with you driving.
yeah, exactly.
And then the other problem is like when you do get to the point where your kids completely like break you and they've like, you've been hit with like falling debris and you've gotten lost and you've blown the tire and the kids are fighting. There is nowhere to go to have your like mom meltdown.
No.
And so you just end up in like a public toilet stall at a Walmart, like crying and rocking.
It sounds so.
But by all means, you should do it. You should definitely try it with your family. It's going to be fun for you guys, I'm sure.
I have always thought that it could be interesting, but now the reality has been presented. I am good to never experience this ever. Wow.
I mean, it makes for fun stories.
It does, yes.
We did see a lot of the state. If you want to know anything about tourist attractions in New York State, let me know.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know why, but I'm compelled to ask this. I feel like there would always be horseshoes at the RV park. Was there a game of horseshoes?
You're not wrong. Yeah. You're not wrong. The RV parks have fundamentally stopped developing their recreation programs about like 1972.
Yes.
So you're looking at a lot of ring toss.
Ring toss?
You're looking at a lot of,
carnival.
Like what's the game that older Italian people play in the park?
Bocce?
Bocce.
Oh.
Bocce going on at the RV park. Some of them were pretty nice. One of them had a bounce house. That was fun.
Holy, what? That's great.
Yeah. And most of them, they almost all have pools. But then you've got like three wet children in an RV. Like
Everything's right. a double-edged sword with the RV. You're like, oh, great. Now you're wet and laying where I have to sleep in 2 hours.
Do you think it would have gone any better if it had been your husband instead of your father-in-law?
No, I don't. Because in retrospect, my lack of comfort with yelling mean things at my father-in-law saved the day. Like, we have enough distance that I wasn't like, you moron.
Right.
What are you doing? I would just cry in the Walmart bathroom.
Yeah.
And so if I had been with my husband, there might have been like a Dateline episode involved.
I would have been like, you know what? You guys keep going. I'm just going to stay in Walmart and I will meet you back home.
I live here now.
Yeah, yeah, I live
in Walmart. There's a movie. It happened. Some girl did it and had a baby and it was fine. You go and live your life. I'll live mine.
Now, if you're anyone, but especially if you're a parent, you gotta have a will. I'm not trying to stress you out.
No.
But it's just a fact.
You know, we're flying away. We're going out of the country and our kids are staying here. And we just decided to look into getting a will and a trust and figuring out that whole process. And it's a little overwhelming.
It's overwhelming. It's one of those adult things where, like, no one gives you the sort of how-to book on how to adult. And that is one of those things where you're like, oh, no, that's for adults. And then you're like, oh, man, I'm an adult.
Yeah.
And I got to figure this stuff out.
And there's a lot to figure out, and it can be expensive and confusing.
You got to see a lawyer.
Yeah.
Good Lord. So check it out. We've got a new sponsor. They're called Trust and Will. Guess what they do?
They make estate planning easy.
That's right. They help you with your trusts and your wills. TrustandWill.com is estate planning simplified. You can gain peace of mind protecting your assets and your family. Because if something happens to you, you want to make sure that everyone's taken care of.
Yep.
That your children go to the right relative or friend. That you make sure that, you know, that sister you hate doesn't get that painting you love.
And they offer guardianships, wills, and trusts in all 50 states, which is wonderful.
Very cool. It takes only 10 minutes to finish online, and it starts at as low as $39. That's
amazing.
That's amazing. So we know that you've been procrastinating finishing your will, but thanks to trustandwill.com, you can finish it in 10 minutes completely online, and they have people available to instantly answer questions. It's seriously so easy. Just do it for you and your family. Do it for your loved ones so that when we all kick the bucket at some point. Is that what do we say? Kick the bucket?
Yeah, you kick the bucket.
Yeah. Well, look.
Or you die.
There we go. We're all going to die one day. You got to make sure that, you know, you got your ducks in a row.
Yeah.
So guardianships start at $39. Wills start at $69. And trusts, $399. So take 10% off by going to trustandwill.com/WMD or entering promo code WMD at trustandwill.com.
Once again, that's take 10% off by going to trustandwill.com/WMD or entering promo code WMD at trustandwill.com.
Estate planning made easy. So as we all know, some things are good for our skin, other things not so much.
Mm-hmm.
But did you know there are over 64 skincare mistakes that most of us are making, and some of them could seriously be harming your skin?
No.
Things you're probably not even thinking about. I know I've probably made a bunch of them. So that's why I was excited to find out about Beauty by Design. Now, you all know, we actually know a lot about Beauty by Design. We've talked about them before.
Yeah.
The Beauty by Design process is super simple and convenient. In under 2 minutes, I answered just a few questions about my skin, and I sent a selfie, and then I had a short consultation with my esthetician, and I got a detailed diagnosis and personalized product recommendation.
What I liked about it was that you only order the products that you need. And you can order them when you need them. It's not like you're signed up for a subscription or anything. And they don't bother you to say, keep buying, keep buying, keep buying. So you order them when you need them, what you need. And shipping and returns are always free.
Yeah. And it's a completely personalized skincare routine. And you get everyday guidance from experts. You get connected with a live esthetician. And you can text that person for free for life. That's bonkatron.
Right. So if you don't know how to use a product or what step you should be putting it on. You can text your esthetician, ask them, and they'll go through your beauty profile and they'll say, try this, do that, and this, and it should be good for your skin type and what you need.
Yeah, because we don't all just come out of the womb knowing how to take care of our skin and what's right, and it's constantly changing as we get older, as we have kids.
Yeah.
I mean, it's changing all the time. So you get to talk to this esthetician and they figure out what's going to be best for your skin.
I got like a brightening serum. I got a moisturizer and an SPF, like a sunscreen, which I love. So the serum's actually really great. I put it on underneath. I know how to do it now. And then I'll do the moisturizer on top of the serum. And then I do the SPF, which sounds like a lot, but it's actually not. And it's nice and it's easy and lightweight.
Well, and also I was just like, hey, I want to keep it really simple. I want to keep it super pared down. Yeah. She sent me a cleanser. She sent me a moisturizer, and then she sent me this other sort of cream that makes my skin not so red because I have a lot of rosacea and that sort of thing. And she kept it simple. She listened to what I needed. She listened to what was practical for me, which was like a very simple system, and it was great.
So you can give it a shot.
You just go to beautybydesign.com/WMD and use the promo code
WMD.
First time customers get 20% off. So again, that's promo code WMD at beautybydesign.com/WMD for 20% off. Beauty by Design.
Amy, tell us what has broken you.
I never traveled with my father-in-law. I'll try it and see if I can top it. The worst thing that ever happened to me is a story of my own folly of thinking that my overplanning could save me, Betsy, from the worst.
Beautiful.
I was flying. I was flying with all three of my kids by myself, and at the time they were 9 months old, 3 and 4.
Yikes.
And I was really prepared. I mean, I had like the Ziploc bags and the story and the other game and the snacks and the diaper and the other diaper and the burp cloth, whatever.
Does this predate iPads?
Yes, okay. It does. Although I will say this was on JetBlue and their TVs in the back of the seat, which was the only thing that saved me was the TV. And there were little, I mean, there were four of us. So we had to do, like, I had my baby and I had a car seat for her in the car seat. So she and I are on one side of the aisle and like two little boys on the other side of the aisle. And they have their headphones on and they're watching cartoons. They don't know. My daughter had been acting kind of weird, not really wanting her bottle, and it's past her nap and that kind of thing. We get up in the air, get about an hour into the trip, and she just projectile vomits all over me and her, herself with me too, because I'm holding her.
Of course.
And I'm like, oh boy. No. Oh no. Right. But it's okay. I have my, I have everything with me.
Yeah, this,
so I go
this
into
is
the
extra
bathroom.
Betsy right here.
Yep. I change. I have an extra outfit for her. I have a Ziploc bag to put the messy one in. I even have like an extra shirt for me. I think I like, got it down from the overhead or something. Like I'll just put on my jacket.
Amy, guys. Amy, that is extra. Wow.
That's so good.
It was totally like this fine. I have everything I need to clean myself up and everything. Go sit back down. 10 more minutes go by. She throws up again all over me and her. I don't have another outfit. I have nothing. It happened. She threw up 9 times on the flight. And it turned out later, I think she had, what's the cruise ship thing? Neurovirus?
Poop. Neurovirus.
Her brother was in a self-poop-touching stage. Poking sister in the eye stage. Yes, I think she had neurovirus.
And pink eye, anyway, it sounds like.
It was awful. She threw up like over and over again, and it got to the point where like there's nothing I can do. So I'm like Carrie at the prom. I'm just gonna let this like wash over.
That's a great visual.
It's like, and we were just, and my two little boys, like they didn't even notice. And the flight attendants, like on top of everything, were so like personally offended by me, and then I was like letting this baby keep throwing up in the plane. Like they were so rude, and I said I'm kind of out of stuff to clean up with. Do you have anything? And they brought me like those scratchy brown napkins that don't do anything. Like wood pulp stuff doesn't do anything. And they were like spraying the air with like disinfectant, but like just being. But you just would think in that case somebody would be like, oh my gosh, let me help, let me do this. Everybody in the plane, including the flight attendants, were just so mad at me that I had this throwing up baby on the plane with me that I was visiting with everyone.
I brought her to destroy your flight.
Exactly.
It's all I
wanted. And the only thing that gets you through it is when you're a comedian, you're like, well, this is a good story. I am in a really good story. I'm living it. I'm going to tell people the story.
Oh,
can't wait to call my husband later. And, you know, I'm still here. But it almost broke me.
A fucking nightmare. I can't. I mean, thank God they just sort of did their thing over on the other side of the aisle.
You know, that's the thing, though, is I remember being on a flight when my kids were real little, and the people around us were so mean and gave us such dirty looks that it made us not fly again for like a year and a half, at least. We drove cross country over flying once because that flight was so miserable because the girls wouldn't stop crying and they were freaking out and everybody kept looking at us like we were terrible parents. We ruined their flight. It was all our fault and it just felt terrible. It's like there's nothing you can do in those moments. You're doing everything you possibly can and the last thing you need is for people to give you shitty eye looks.
Yeah.
I don't know what shitty eye looks is, but shitty eye looks. Don't give me your shitty eye looks. Don't give me shitty eyes. I see your shitty eyes.
Don't poke your poop and then touch my eyes.
Ah.
Oh, God.
You know, it's not like you like being thrown up on.
Exactly.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Like you, like this is up to me. It was, it's like the baby crying on a plane and everybody's shooting shitty eyes at the mother. Like times 10, like now the baby's throwing up and you're mad at the person who's being thrown up on for having to exist in the same space.
What a bummer. Bad. Someone should have sent you wine.
Nobody sent me wine. I had to rent a car.
I'm like, wine. I would say in the other passenger's defense, there's nothing about that story that says add wine to me. I mean,
really?
You've got a lot going on already, people.
Yeah.
Also, it's a vomiting baby.
Oh, I probably would have sent it back. Yeah.
I would have sent you wine.
Oh, I would have been like, give it back to her and tell her thank you, but I don't want anyone to acknowledge me right now.
Really? I would be like, thank you. I will take all the wine you want to give me.
You can't drink it because you're holding vomit, baby.
Oh, you can find a way.
Yeah.
You can find a way.
Be like, great. Excuse me, flight attendant. Can you hold this? When I say this, the cup to my mouth.
Excuse me. The baby seems to have spilled my wine during the vomiting.
You're going to need a new one. So spilled it where? I don't know. Certainly not my mouth. Get me another one.
Nine times.
That's nine times. That's fucking nuts. What was your destination? Was it home or somewhere else?
It was Florida. Our family has a house in Florida, so I was flying to Orlando with my three kids. Then I had to go rent a car, like still in my throw up clothes, and I just walked like right through the airport, like the Red Sea's parting as I'm walking through Terminal B. Everybody's like, what's that smell? And it's me with three little kids. And I had to go rent a car like that and then, you know, get the car seat going over and then drive to Target and walk into Target with the three little kids looking like that so that I could like buy something. Because by then, the little boys, like while we were on the plane, they just were watching Peppa Pig and they literally didn't notice. But then as soon as they were, you know, off the plane and with me, they were like, ew, that smell, it's disgusting, like that kind of thing. So I couldn't drive with them the hour and a half until I stopped at Target to get us all new clothes. It's awesome.
I feel like I just
did
keep...
you take some time out to sob in the bathroom with
you? Yeah, exactly. I can just imagine you coming into Target. I feel like it's like Castaway or something, like where you're like, oh God. Oh God.
She's talking to a ball.
Like something's just like, she's just destroyed.
And she has
like,
no shirt on.
And everybody just stares at
her.
Where'd
my shoes go?
What happened to that woman? Is that a woman?
I was scared. Nobody give me attitude. Just another smelly lady wearing only a bra. Yep. Walking to Target.
Oh, there's a mom.
You know how that goes.
Oh man, that reminds me of the other day. I had to take we took the kids to some school fucking thing. It was the same thing where I told a story. I think it was a year or two. I think it was a year ago exactly about having to bring my kid like. I was like pushing a baby in a stroller and like holding a picnic lunch and I had to push him uphill for a mile and then I missed the performance. So this year I got there on time. Mm-hmm. But I was like so paranoid that I was going to fuck it up because I had fucked it up so royally the year before.
Oh, yeah. That was the year my picnic blanket got vomited on and I had to throw it away. Anyway, so RIP picnic blanket. But yeah, so this year I was like so tense that I was going to fuck it up. So I was like a huge bitch to my husband. And then, of course, the three-year-old wet his pants. And I was like, don't worry. I have extra clothes in the trunk. And then we went and they were not there because he had already pissed on those pants before.
Oh, no.
And so I hadn't refilled my coffers or whatever of pants. And all I had were his brother's pants. So, but they were huge. Like, we couldn't. They were shorts, like gym shorts, but obviously he couldn't wear them. He looked like, you know, like an old-timey person wearing a barrel, except he didn't have any suspenders to keep them up. So I took duct tape out of the emergency kit, and I duct taped the pants onto him. And I have to say, I'm pretty proud of myself.
I am imagining the people at your school. They're like, that's the lady whose kid threw up last time. She gets her late. She always shows up late. And then you show up this time with your kid with duct tape shorts.
Duct tape pants.
They're like, what is that?
What is he wearing?
That.
You know what? And no one said anything, which tells me that it was just par for the course. They were like, yep, that lady's a mess.
You could see that. Could you see the duct tape?
Here comes old vomit duct tape. Here comes. Yep.
Right. Here's those kids, those Bukitas kids.
They're a mess. No, you couldn't see the duct tape, but it looked like he was wearing a maxi skirt. Like, it was just
hilarious.
So long and weird.
That's hilarious. That's your hobby. You know, people make things out of duct tape all the time.
Right? Yeah. Wallets.
There you go. You make belts.
Yeah. Hats, bras, underpants, whatever. God. I was proud of myself, but we did look like trash.
No, that's not what I mean. I would have been like, hey, what's up? I just think it's that event, the fact that you went back this year after last year is impressive.
That was frightening.
That's resourceful.
Thank you.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
You always find things in your car that make it work for you.
Do I?
You do. You're like MacGyver. Remember you found that bag you needed to shit in?
You'll have to go back and listen to that episode, Margaret and Amy.
Yeah, that's on my queue.
We have a different minivan now, and there's something to be said for, like, you know what? I haven't shit in this car.
I haven't shit in this car.
There's no memory of that.
But imagine when you're dropping it off. They're like, how's the car? It's good. Can hold. No, I can't. All right. Enough. Oh, my God. What can I find to help me today?
Oh, man. Yeah. So. I exercised some self-care this week. I'm very proud of myself. I bought shoes.
Oh, what? Oh, yes.
Some shoes?
Yes. I've only bought one bra in the last 3 years, but I did buy shoes.
Betsy.
Yeah, what?
You need more than one bra.
Oh, I have more than one bra.
You've only bought one.
I've only bought a new one time in the last 3 years.
Oh.
Look, Amanda, I ride these things until the wheels come off. I don't get rid of bras unless the wire has broken or poked out or until they've literally fallen apart.
Yeah.
I still have two nursing bras in the mix. I haven't nursed in well over 3 years.
You know what? Start. So here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
I used to do the same. And then I told myself, I'm an adult who buys underwear for my kids all the time.
Oh, yeah.
I can buy myself some new
100%.
Underwear.
100%.
And I can get new bras. And it feels good to wear bras that fit.
Oh, I know these things.
So you need to get yourself some new bras.
I know. I'm not proud of it.
I know. I'm going to make you.
Like,
every time you come over,
shoes.
I'm going to be like, show me your bra.
I bought shoes. This was an exciting development.
I'm proud of you.
I mean,
they're very cute.
You know what it is? Thank you. I can buy shoes online, but it's really hard to buy bras online.
It's very hard.
So that's why, because yeah. I don't.
You got to figure out your one, and then you just keep getting that.
That's what I've been trying to do.
Yeah,
yeah.
But
go to Nordstrom. They have
good bras,
and then you can try them all on, and like this, figure out the one that works, and then you can go online and order it as much as you want.
That's what I did. I'm wearing this one, and I like it. Yeah. And I bought the same exact one in a different color on Amazon. But then it didn't quite fit right. Yeah. So now I'm like, ah, fuck. That was my plan.
Betsy, are your new shoes, are you wearing them right now?
I am.
I'm not there. Okay, are they fancy? Are they comfy? What do self-care shoes look like for you?
Well, I mean, I'm just wearing new shoes. The other ones had no treads and they had like rhinestones on them and they'd all fallen off.
Yeah, they're like sandal heel. They're kind of like heels.
Yeah, like a wedge.
A wedge sandal that wraps around her foot. It's with the times and cool and has a white sole and it's like a blue gray. So it's fashionable and great for this season.
Thank you. That was accurate.
Mm-hmm. I've checked them out as soon as you walked in the door. I was like, okay.
Thank you.
I like them.
I also got a pair of silver Birkenstocks.
I'm very proud of you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm proud of myself.
Shoes always fit.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah. So, ladies, tell everyone listening where they can find your podcast, promote your shit. Tell us, where can people find you?
They can find us always on our podcast, which is What Fresh Hell, Laughing in the Face of Motherhood. You know, I feel like people by now kind of know how to get podcasts. We're out there where, as they say, wherever you listen to your podcast. Very user-friendly.
Yeah, we need to find a better phrase for that. I always want to say, like, where fine podcasts are sold, but they're not really sold.
Exactly. They're free. Right. Where you can subscribe with no money. Right. Either you get it or you're my dad and you're never going to listen to a podcast in your life. Like, that's the dividing line. Like, find us because you know how to do it. Otherwise, 100%. Maybe podcasts aren't for you.
And are you all on social media? Would you like people to follow you there?
Oh, yeah, take it away. Yeah, we're on Facebook and Instagram at WhatFreshHellCast. And we're on Twitter at WFHPodcast. We're kind of we are a funny podcast. We do some research and interviews and stuff. So the Twitter is more like if you're into the studies, and Facebook if you're into the ridiculous and funny.
Awesome.
Twitter is Amy.
Two flavors.
Yeah, exactly. It's the podcast reflecting.
It's awesome.
Our social media is just us cobbling it together.
I think that's all of everyone's social media, right?
What do we have time to throw up there this week?
Yep.
Well,
sometimes I like a post.
Margaret, you are doing a great job.
Thank you.
You are.
With the Twitter, you mean, or with everything?
No, dude, with everything. Like everything. You're with your kids. You took them on a trip.
Yes, it went horribly.
Yeah, it was horrible, but you did it. I'm sure it was a great memory for your kids.
You're making memories.
You're making memories.
We brought three home. I call that a win.
Exactly. Yeah. And Amy, you are doing a great job.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
You really are. Mm-hmm. Holy shit, you did that all by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
What a yes, fucking nightmare. Amanda, you are doing a great job.
Yeah, I'm here. Morgan,
you're here.
Showing up. Just doing a day to day. Betsy, you're doing a great job with your self-care.
Thank you.
Proud of you.
One day at a time.
Yep. One shoe at a time.
Hey, if you like the show, please subscribe. And, you know, it's a free show, so a way that you can pay us is to rate it and review it.
Yep. And if you like it, make sure to tell your friends about it.
Tell everybody, mm-hmm. especially tell your mom group.
Mm-hmm.
Please follow us on Twitter at Mommy Drinks Show and on Instagram at Why Mommy Drinks Podcast. Like us on Facebook.
Yeah, join our Facebook group. We have a great Facebook group, Mommy Drinks.
That's right. It's a whole community of listeners. It's super fun. It's super supportive. Also, send us your parenting nightmares. Send us your shit shows. Email them to us at
whymommydrinkspodcast@gmail.com, and you can leave a message on our hotline.
Call me with your shit show. 424-279-8884. Call me with your shit show. 424-279-8884. Call me with your shit show.
424-279-8842.
Well, you might find yourself just barely making it through the day, or, you know,
hurtling in a tin can through the New York wilderness
with your father-in-law.
Yeah, don't do that, guys. Don't do that. Spoiler alert. Horrible.
Strapped into a seat with a
belt. A real seat belt.
Piece of twine.
Or you might be making a belt out of duct tape for your kid so that you can make it to the barbecue on time this year. Or, you know, you can just be pulling yourself in by the last little bit of hope that you have into Target to find some clothes to change it because you just got vomited on 9 times on a plane in front of everyone. And you made it to Florida. So know that if any of those things are happening, you are doing a great job.
Why Mommy Drinks.
Well, hello there, Why Mommy Drinks listeners.
I'm Margaret Abels, and I'm Amy, what would you say? I like to say I'm like a laid back, let it ride kind of a mom.
You're laissez-faire.
I'm laissez-faire. It'll all work out.
And I'm not. I'm more of a by the book, organized, never met a list I didn't like kind of parent.
The good news about that, though, is if you don't like doing research, Amy does it for you. She's going to figure it out, guys.
Together, we host the comedy parenting podcast, What Fresh Hell? Laughing in the Face of Motherhood, where every week we solve a vexing parenting dilemma with actual real research advice.
And also a ton of laughs. So don't worry, it's not all seriousness.
We need both. Join us. You can find us at whatfreshhellpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Campfire.